This is Vatican Radio. I'm Tracy McClure. The Sermon on the Mount has been widely depicted in illuminated Bibles and manuscripts, many of which are found in the Vatican libraries. You'll also find the scene adorning the walls of churches around Italy, as artists throughout the ages sought to bring Christ's teachings to life for the faithful. But perhaps one of the most famous illustrations of the Mount of the Beatitudes is found here in the Vatican, in the very place where, for centuries, the popes have been elected. Well, if you haven't guessed already where it is, Christian art historian Professor Elizabeth Lev gives us a clue.
There's a very famous image of the Mount of the Beatitudes, or the Sermon on the Mount, and I think it doesn't get any more Roman than this. It's one of the scenes selected to be painted inside the Sistine Chapel. And the Sistine Chapel, as people will remember, is more than just the tour de force of Michelangelo. When Michelangelo was still a child, there were painters working in the Sistine Chapel, and they were the finest painters of their age. From 1480 to 1483, Pope Sixtus IV hired Sandro Botticelli, Pietro Perugino, Bernardino Pinturicchio, Domenico Ghirlandaio, and one other man whose name was Cosimo Rosselli. And Cosimo Rosselli actually did most of the panels. And these men were hired to do a series of panel paintings that are right above our heads. It's the first actual figurative painting in the Sistine Chapel. Looking up from the floor, you see the false painted draperies on the side. And then you see a series of spectacularly beautiful panels with bright colors, very, very light and delicate gold gilding, lovely figures, magnificent construction. And those stories tell on one side the life of Christ. If you're facing the altar, on the right-hand side you have all the scenes from the life of Christ, and on the left-hand side you have all the scenes of, you have a series of scenes showing the life of Moses. And each scene parallels the other. And so there are a total of 10 scenes in along the sides, and the stories are looking right at each other. And the Sermon on the Mount was painted by Cosimo Rosselli around 1482, 1483, and then Cosimo Rosselli on the exact opposite side also painted the Ten Commandments. And so you have these two parallels of giving of the law. In one side, with Christ up at the center, you see him standing on a hill, you see him talking to a mass of people of all shapes and all sizes. And on the opposite side, you see the representation of Moses, who is coming down from the mountain with the Ten Commandments, and you see Moses smashing the Ten Commandments. And immediately to the right of Moses, you see the golden calf foreshortened in the distance. So this very interesting sort of juxtaposition between the two scenes, where you look at Jesus sort of standing on the mount, sort of speaking, and people standing around and listening and looking up and seated on the ground and looking up. And then in the exact same compositional spot of the painting, you see Moses smashing commandments on the ground, and you see the calf off to the right.
So what kind of inference are we supposed to gather from these two paintings, the two similar images facing each other? What are we as viewers of these art, of these pieces of art, what are we supposed to be thinking?
Well, the entire Sistine Chapel, from the panel paintings on the side to the ceiling by Michelangelo.
Let me just say one thing. We, as viewers of these two scenes, are stuck in the middle, aren't we?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Very much so. It's a very, very important aspect that we are stuck in the middle, or we're stuck above,
Beneath.
We're stuck above. You're right. We're stuck beneath. We're very much contained by sheer walls with, you know, the windows are very high from us. So yes, it's something that you feel compressed by these images. And the entire program of the Sistine Chapel example, from the earlier works by the Florentine masters to Michelangelo's work, the entire program of the Sistine Chapel deals with the question of the fulfillment of the law, Christ as the fulfillment of the law, and Christ's message, which is part of the Beatitudes, which is the message of love and the message of peace. So this kind of the sense of this more kind of rough, tough justice that you have in this Moses and this angry Moses, then we have perfected in the coming and the fulfillment of the law with the message of love, which is, of course, the message of Christ, which is the message of God is love.
And we, stuck there, like I said, in the middle, are what are we supposed to do with this information?
We're supposed to figure out which one we want to be on. I mean, it's very, when you're standing in the middle and you have our own inclinations, our own, you know, rough justice, our own idea of, well, you did this to me, you deserve this, as opposed to the far more challenging image, which is that of love. You stand between these two images, and you see on one side Moses, who we completely sympathize with. It makes perfect sense to me, this sort of throw your hands up in the air, what do you do with these people? The idea of our idea of what justice is and retribution and what's right. And then you have Christ's incredible example, the far more difficult road, the road that Christ himself led the way during Holy Week by accepting injustice, accepting it and forgiving the people who do this injustice to him while he's still on the cross. So, I mean, it's a reminder that, you know, we are somewhere in the middle where we're on the road. We should be on the road from one to the other.
Elizabeth Lev is professor of Christian art and architecture for Duquesne University's Rome campus.